they even checked it. I don't know.
Yeah, they did check it, and it actually was at 69. This was back in April, and man, it took a nosedive. This was at the beginning, middle of April?
That's only two weeks before? 2 weeks ago?
Let me just see. It's a report date, so no receipt date.
Oh, yeah, in November
16th. November.
Some of them, I mean, I've got some from November and some
no,
from...
No, look, this
that's
is from...
receipt date. So that must be...
Frustration
in
March.
69.
Yeah, I had one in March.
What is that noise?
It's been happening. I think it's from a nearby office. Hmm. It must be the... Oh, I think there's a dentist below.
There's a dentist below.
I think I just
saw. And there's a dentist next door. And
so
filtration.
Yeah, at least we're not having our teeth drilled on in here.
Okay, so it looks like it's been going down. Like a year ago, it was at 71.
Mm-hmm.
And then, 64, 61, oh no, 62, it went up to 69, but then it dropped to 53, so we're going to keep an eye on it.
Okay.
It's definitely something to look at. It's not a diagnosis of chronic kidney disease at this point, so we're going to work on it to get it back up, and then you'll be out of it, right? But the guidelines are if you have a filtration rate that falls below the lab limit for more than 60 days, the diagnosis is chronic kidney disease. Okay? So
okay.
We don't want that.
No.
And you know, the creatinine wasn't high either. And this is, did anything, like any major stress or anything happen in April?
Well, that's when I was trying all the different medicines and having horrible diarrhea.
That's right.
So, and the one in January, they didn't have the January labs out there. Because January, I was still on my old medicine.
Stuff from 2010 when I was going to that other place.
Kidney problems. Sudden kidney injury has happened to people taking Synjardy.
Interesting. That's what I'm on.
And you have no sign of your filtration rate or your creatinine being an issue until this test that we did. And I think that's right around the time where you started taking that.
I started taking it in... Well, I just refilled it the end of March, so yeah, about a month. This is the second month I'm on it.
Yeah.
So I probably need to get off of it.
I would consult with your medical doctor about that.
Okay.
For sure. Because we can work to get your blood sugars down and get you where you so you don't need it, but I would think that that would take, who knows how long, a month, 2 months, maybe 3 months for you're completely off of it. But if he could switch something,
I could go back to the stuff I was trying before, the pigazonia, mm-hmm.
Metformin. What if you just took metformin?
Well, it comes in together. It's all in one.
Yeah, there is metformin you can get by itself.
Well, I'd have to get that ordered, and it would probably cost a lot.
Okay. So I would go back to your medical doctor.
Okay.
And
I brought something to write with this time.
Good. And show him your lab results.
Well, you never gave me copies of them.
We'll get you copies of them today. Okay. I am concerned that the medication is affecting your kidneys, and I just don't want you to be on this longer than you need.
Okay.
I just don't have a good feeling about that.
And what are you calling it? Kidney filtration?
Yeah. So these two markers. So your EGFR. You'll know what that is, I think.
Okay.
EGFR and creatinine.
Right now is Victoza, which I'm not taking, and that Pigla something or other, Pyguzipalone, Metformin.
What happened when you took that?
Well, it was a combination. I went off of the Genuvamet and the Trulicity, and I switched over to those two, and that's when the diarrhea started going crazy.
Pioglitazone.
Yep.
Pioglitazone.
Yep, that. I have 3 months supply of that. Minus probably about 3.5 weeks, maybe 4 weeks.
God, all of these are just not good.
No.
Worried about heart failure with this one.
Oh, yay. That runs in my family, too. But yeah, the other stuff is the $500-$600 a month. And that's my copay.
That's your copay?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, maybe it's 3 months. Maybe it's $500 for 3 months.
That's a lot.
Oh,
as
yeah.
a copay.
Oh, yeah. Because I'm paying they pay 90% and I pay the 10%. Before it used to
be
capped. That's
10%?
Yeah. Yeah. If you want, I can go bring up my website and show you.
I believe you. I think
that's
crazy.
That's why I said, if I'm going to spend a boatload of money, I might as well try and cure myself.
No kidding. Okay. So I think just consult with your doctor
okay.
and see what it's a male. He's a male,
yeah.
your doctor. See what he thinks that you should do. But I just don't like this at all
okay.
compared to your past history. It just, you know, the only thing that you really changed was the medication, and I just don't think it's good.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, you were going to give me a copy, and I never did get a copy.
I will make sure you get that today for sure. So, how's your energy on a scale of 0 to 10?
Probably about a 6.
About a 6. Good? It's not bad. It's a little bit improved from last time. And
yeah.
you're not drinking any coffee or having caffeine?
I don't drink coffee.
Okay.
I don't drink coffee. I don't drink tea.
Okay. You're easy. How's your sleeping?
It's getting better.
Okay. In what way?
A couple nights I've actually woke up in the morning, felt like I've slept.
Good.
Last night I came home and I had no energy. If you would have asked me yesterday what my energy level was, it would have probably been about a 0.5. Because I drug myself through work all day and came home and made some dinner.
Okay.
Sat on the couch and fell asleep.
Okay.
And got off, went to bed.
Good. So you fell asleep easily?
Oh, I always fall asleep easily. Oh, it's the staying. It's the staying asleep.
Oh, I do have it. Easy to fall asleep.
Yeah.
You wake within about an hour and a half.
Yep. I've been waking up in 3 hours, maybe.
Okay. Is it easy for you to go back to sleep?
Yes and no, depending on what night it was.
Okay. So maybe how many days a week was it easy for you to go back to sleep?
Probably two.
Okay.
Maybe three.
Two or three.
Yep. Yay. And I don't know how accurate my little pretend Fitbit is.
Uh-huh. How many steps did you get in?
Oh, I've been getting lots of steps in, but I've been tracking the sleep.
Yeah.
And like, one time I had 47 minutes of deep sleep.
Okay.
Another I had an hour and 40 minutes. I had 11 minutes.
Wait, what was that other one? An hour and what?
40 minutes.
Okay.
An hour and 14 minutes. I didn't write down today's.
And what was that other one? You had like 11
minutes? 11 minutes of deep sleep. That was when I had total sleep of 5 hours and 27 minutes.
Okay. That was a...
up and out, up and down yeah. all night. So last night, it said I had an hour and 14 minutes of deep sleep, and I had 6 hours and 32 minutes of light sleep.
So you almost got 8 hours?
Almost. Well, it said 9 hours. Total sleep was 9 hours and 16 minutes. So evidently it knows when I fall asleep.
Yeah. All right, how are your bowel movements?
I'm actually going to the bathroom now. So that's pretty good.
Is it solid?
Yes.
Okay, it's not diarrhea or runny or anything like that. It's normal.
It's been solid for about the last 3 days.
Okay.
It's like a little kid. Look!
We all get excited about the poop when it's going well. It's like everything seems great. All right, how your blood sugars been? Let me see those.
They're coming down.
This makes me so excited.
They are coming down.
Oh my god, and so is your weight.
Oh yeah.
She's lost 5 pounds in a week.
That is amazing.
Or less than a week.
How are your clothes fitting?
Some of them still fit the same, some of them fit loose.
Even a little looser is nice.
I'm going to make a copy of this, so I don't have to write it all down. I'm so excited.
Yeah, I was like amazed. It's like, I took it twice one morning. It's like, that can't be right. It's below 200. And, you know, it'd be nice if I could take it at the same time every day, but it doesn't work that way. I mean, in the morning, it's pretty consistent.
Yeah, good.
Evening,
it's going to be...
Evening, it's kind of hard because, you know, it's when I ate, you know, because I'm trying to eat snacks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's, you know, I'm trying to wait 2.5 hours to 3 hours. Well,
that's not good.
If I eat something at 3:30, I'm not going to wait till 7 to take it and eat.
And I don't think that you should.
No, so, okay. Like I said, I try to take it.
It's okay if you don't take it at the same time, nor the same amount of time after you've eaten at night.
Okay.
Okay, so I'll just look at the trends, and if one is really high, I might ask you, like, okay, how soon did you eat before you took this, and then what did you eat? And then I like to look at the next morning. Like, you had one that was 194,
mm-hmm.
but the next morning your blood sugar was down to 152, so it's probably that you ate closer to the time that you took your blood sugars.
Yep.
It's not that big of a deal.
It'd be easier to take it before I went to bed, but.
Well, you can do that. You can do that before you go to bed.
Okay.
Take it before you go to bed.
Okay. So I've been writing down what I ate.
I love it. Keep doing this.
So I taped the little grocery list, so I had it.
Mm-hmm.
And I had leftover fruits and vegetables that I had bought prior to it. So they weren't organic.
Okay.
Is that a big deal?
No.
Okay.
I mean, it's preferable that they are, but if it's...
But it's like, he ain't going to eat them.
Right.
And I'm not going to throw them away.
Yeah, you just eat them. You just, you know, you just have to do your best.
Yeah.
You know? Some people...
I went over to Whole Foods before I came here.
Oh, you did?
I was trying to find the Skinny Crisps.
Yeah.
They no longer carry them.
They don't?
Nope.
Okay, you can order them online.
Yeah, and you know how much it costs to ship them?
No.
More than the price of buying them.
It's not worth it.
No, it's not. And the ones at Sprouts have the everything one in it,
mm-hmm.
and something else.
Seeded.
And everything. They only got the two.
I'll have to take
a look at the everything when I go there, because I haven't. I mean, I will eat them, but I'm not a diabetic. So
I think they're okay, but they have sesame seeds in them.
Yeah, they have all kinds of seeds you can name them.
And so sometimes they're sensitive to those things. So.
Yeah. So those were the only kind I could find.
Mm-hmm. I'll make a list of everything that's in there. So
Whole Foods had a different one, and they were $1.50 more for the bag, and they still weren't the skinnies or the onions.
Yeah,
okay.
I haven't seen any with the carbohydrates low enough that they are acceptable for the diet. So,
I came early.
We'll keep looking.
So it's my first time at Whole Foods. Oh my God.
Pretty amazing, isn't it?
Well, yeah, you can eat there, you can visit, you can leave your kid over there.
It's a whole day experience. It's a whole ordeal.
So I went down where the crackers were thinking, okay, that's where both Whole Foods and Sprouts had them. Nope. So then I went down the chip aisle and I got the guy and he called and said, oh no, we quit carrying them about 4 months ago.
Oh, that's cool. Thanks for letting us know. Okay, so let's talk about cramping in your legs.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm eating bananas.
Okay. So, cramping, that was day one.
Yep.
And then you reported it day two in your feet, your foot, and your left thigh.
Yep.
But then I don't see anything on day three or four.
No, because I've had bananas.
So that helps.
Okay.
Bananas.
Pistachios also have
okay.
a lot of calcium.
Oh, that's good. Eat some pistachios.
Okay. And I've been eating nuts. I bought walnuts and some more almonds. But no, I haven't found the diet horrible.
Good.
The drink was okay.
But then when you
the color looked like I was pooping. It's like, I want to drink that.
Baby poop or something.
No, it's like some of the colors I was pooping.
You are. That's interesting.
The colors I was pooping when I had all the other problems.
Oh, okay, before.
Yes. So it's like, yeah, do I want to drink that? So
that's interesting.
I got it down the first day, and it's like, oh, I'm putting blueberries in it.
There you go. All right.
So today, or yesterday, started the one in morning and p.m., the a.m. p.m. shake.
Yes. I'm doing this at the same time I do this also.
Okay.
I start the 2 days today.
Next week.
You're starting it next week? We're in it with you.
Yeah, so, you know, it's not that hard. I bring my lunchbox full of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I had lunch with a couple of my friends, and I had my salmon and my salad, and I had
veggies,
and I had my
good.
Fruit, and they're like, what are you eating? It's like, I'm on a diet.
Real food.
She goes, you bought enough for four people. And I said, well, I might get hungry.
Good. So don't ever get hungry.
That's
so
the big thing is don't get hungry.
Yeah. Just
I mean,
eat.
Even with Weight Watchers, they said don't get hungry.
That's right. Good.
And the best part is I haven't been craving anything.
That is awesome.
You're responding really well.
Yeah, she's doing awesome. I'm so proud of you. Your numbers look amazing.
Well, yeah. You know, that's what I had told you before. This crap was working with the medicines, and I had horrible diarrhea and I was losing weight. My numbers looked good. I could probably learn to live with it.
But it's not.
It wasn't.
Interesting to me. I know, I think it's Michael Pollan or Mark Hyman, one of the gurus, and they always call like pizza and stuff like that food-like substances. So it's funny when your friends are like, what do you eat? It's like real food, not the food-like substances. So.
That's funny. Okay, now I'm going to make a copy of these, or
okay.
Can I have these?
I just printed them out. You can have them.
Okay.
They're on my webpage. And this is the stuff from 2010 that the guy I was going to up in
Loveland. Oh, he did a Nova test.
So that was a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool.
It's like the oat test. No.
That if you want, you'd like you to make a copy because that was my. I kept it. I don't know why.
What year did you get this?
In 2010. I'm not going to make a copy because it was so long ago.
And then I had these biomarkers and some other stuff.
Look at that. Showed up here too.
Yeah.
Did you saw that? Mm-hmm. Oh no, it doesn't say anything there. Oh, right here. That's where I was looking.
About
all these vitamins and minerals, she's going to help push that. Yep. Yep, because she's getting all that. Well, we got you covered.
So the stuff you put under your tongue,
mm-hmm.
That's weird.
Weird
like
in what way?
Put it under your tongue, you're just like trying to keep it under your tongue. And it's like going all over the place.
Yes, and it's okay if it goes all over the place. Like all in your mouth. It just needs to get on like the oral mucosa anywhere in here.
And not swallow right away.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, so don't worry. It's not going to stay under your tongue.
It's like, yeah, that's not happening.
My husband and I, in the mornings, we're like, oh, and we're like talking with this stuff in our mouth. It's like this weird. I'm like, well, stop talking like that.
And you should probably do one at a time, right?
Yes, one at a time.
So one can get in and
that's
give it a couple
exactly
minutes.
Right.
That's what
so
I've been doing.
So you can increase the surface area, it gets in really fast, and then do the next one. Yeah.
But the one in the bottle, that's an awful lot. And when you crossed off tablespoon to teaspoon,
thank
like,
goodness.
Holy God.
Can you imagine a tablespoon? Yep. Dr. Shade, who formulated that PC, he was teaching a seminar, and when he was teaching, he drank an entire bottle of it while he was teaching. He was like, I have to keep it going because it makes my brain, like, you know, fire on all cylinders.
For the brain.
It is. All right. Yeah, I'm not going to make a copy of that just because
okay.
It was so long ago.
Okay, and that was the other thing.
Oh yeah, what's this?
Was I telling you about the bad thyroid?
Oh yeah,
being backwards,
yeah.
Whatever. That I do remember.
Reverse T3 was down. Oh, her reverse T3 was high. You did your antibodies, that's good. This was from the same guy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
He did pretty thorough testing on you, which is really good.
Like I said, I was seeing results, but
yeah.
It was like a crapshoot every time you went up there and then driving from Parker to Loveland.
Okay. Yeah, that's kind of a long drive.
And having to go more than once a month started getting to be, and then got to be expensive. This is the Nerium.
Oh,
you said
yeah,
to
yeah,
bring
yeah.
it in and take.
This helps with your ADD, right? Yep. That's what you were saying?
Focus. And I can tell when I don't take it.
Okay, it's good for now. I don't like that there's titanium dioxide in here, like the coating on the capsule or whatever it is, the tablet. Mm-hmm. But if it's helping you, that's the only thing I really don't like in it. You know, it's some B vitamins, some D, huperzine, and lipoic acid. So it's fine for you to take for now.
Okay.
Eventually, hopefully you don't need to take it to stay focused, but you can take it for now.
Okay.
Where do you get that from?
Online, I get it.
Online.
I'm a brand partner.
Okay.
My girlfriend got me signed up. They got night cream and face cream and
all
kinds of stuff.
Okay.
It is a relationship marketing company. But my girlfriend is doing awesome in, and I don't do makeup, so it's like hard to tell people, hey, put this on your face every night.
As you don't do it.
Yes, I do it every morning, and she's like, you're not supposed to put it on in the morning.
That is so funny. Yeah, you got to be passionate about that, and you have to have the right personality to do that type of business.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could never do those businesses either.
No.
I'm just not.
No, but I like the products.
Yeah.
And, you know, I have a couple friends that like it and use it.
One partial test that we got back is the stool test. And it's just a partial report. So they tested for the H. pylori. That's a bacteria that causes stomach ulcers.
Oh.
And yours was negative.
Oh, okay.
So that's a good thing. So I'll give you a copy of this when the full report comes in so you can keep them together.
Okay.
Do you have any other questions?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
So I'm going to be finishing up the 21 day about the time I'm going on vacation.
Okay.
What's the next step?
So,
because I'll be coming in right before I go out because I'm on vacation starting the 24th of May.
Okay.
And if I guess right, I'm done with the 21 days on the 25th.
Okay. And then when do you come and see us?
I come see you before.
Okay.
And I come see you after.
Okay.
Vacation.
So next week.
Okay.
Is when. Yeah, next week. So today's the 10th.
Preemptively giving her.
Yeah. I'm going to give you the second step next week so you know exactly what to do. So you're going to be introducing some foods back in.
Okay.
We're going to be getting your food sensitivity test back at some point. So we're going to be looking at that. But typically, you can add back in eggs, beef, pork, and tomatoes. But we're going to do them one at a time, like every 3 to 5 days. You'll introduce one for 3 days and see what your blood sugars do, see if you have a reaction to it.
Okay.
And then as long as everything is good, then you can introduce the next one. But all of that's going to be written down.
Okay.
I'm going to give you a very thick recipe book and meal planning guide. So you'll have that, and then you'll be on a different supplement regimen.
Okay.
Okay?
Because, we're going up to Fort Robinson to go horseback riding.
Yes.
Wonderful.
That'll be fun.
So, they have a steak dinner planned one night.
So you can eat that. So as soon as we, we can reintroduce beef if that's what you're going to be. But you, is it a, who are you going with or who's cooking?
A bunch of my friends.
Okay.
Well, we'll be cooking ourselves, but we're going to go out to dinner a couple nights.
Okay. So when you go out to dinner, make sure that you ask them if what you can have is gluten-free. So even if you have a steak or a piece of chicken or whatever you think, just make sure that you ask the waiter if it's gluten-free. Sometimes in spices or sauces or something, they'll put gluten in there, and it'll spike your blood sugar.
Okay. So yeah, I come back, let's see, I see you on the 23rd, and then I see you on the 31st.
Okay.
So before and after.
So on the 23rd,
yeah,
that's when we'll do all of that.
Okay.
Because you're gonna not gonna even be done with the, you'll be done with the cleanse on the 25th.
Well, yeah, but I have to shop.
Oh yeah, you have to
I have to shop, I have to put my stuff in my horse trailer so okay. I have something
to eat.
So
it's going to be about the same.
Okay.
But you're going to be adding eggs, beef, pork, and tomatoes over okay. that period of time. So it's going to be pretty easy for you to shop just based on what we're doing here and then okay. adding those four things back in.
Because I figured it wasn't going to be like back to normal.
Nope. Not back to normal. But if you want to write those things down, or note them so that when you do go shopping.
Well, yeah, but I'll be shopping right before, but okay. we can talk about it more next
yeah,
week.
Yeah, we can.
Yeah, I haven't wrote down what I've done today yet.
Okay.
So I tried your healthy lettuce wraps.
Yeah.
In the book. It wasn't bad. It needs more cumin. It needs more spices. The 1 teaspoon.
Yeah, some people are really finicky with, you know, those spices. So you know what I do. When I was writing those, some of those recipes or helping with some of those recipes, I had to be really conservative. But for me, I'm just like this.
Oh yeah, I am too.
I never measure anything. So trying to like get the measurement of what actually goes in there is difficult. And then to keep it palatable for most of the patients.
Yeah.
But just add different stuff, yeah. taste as you go.
And then I made the, the stuffed peppers.
Yeah.
I made 4
Did
of
you
those.
Like those?
I didn't eat them because I cooked all the hamburger or the turkey
uh-huh.
and split it half for these and half for the other. So I made those were easy to make.
Oh, okay.
And then I did these, and so I froze 2 and I have 2 in the refrigerator.
Okay. All right. Well, let
so
me
like
know
I said, those
go.
Can come with me, but like
they
I said,
sure
I gotta
can.
Have to try and figure out what to bring because I have to bring stuff for him.
Mm-hmm. Can't he eat what you eat, or he won't like it?
This won't fill him up.
It won't?
No. He doesn't eat fish.
Okay.
Unless it's like walleye pike or northern, and you can't get it here.
Yeah.
Salmon, no, unless it's the honey smoked salmon, and it's like, you're not snacking on $14.99 a pound salmon. Not happening.
That's
it's in a salad,
funny.
It's one thing.
Yeah.
You know, if it's in pasta. No, you're not opening it up and having
it's
it with crackers.
That's
so that's
funny.
The only salmon he'll eat.
Okay.
And
so he's pretty picky.
Yeah, not picky. He just doesn't eat fish. I mean,
okay.
he grew up in the lake country in Minnesota, and out here they don't have, he doesn't eat that kind of fish.
Yeah.
And you can't get the fish he's grew up eating.
Mm-hmm. So, okay.
So he doesn't eat that. So yeah, I made the chicken. I made chicken the other night, and so he had chicken, and I made him peas out of the can, and mashed potatoes out of the box.
Oh. You don't eat that.
No, I don't eat that.
Good.
So I had my little sweet potato that I cut in half.
Good. I bet you he would be full on what you're eating, but he probably, I mean, he may not like it. But if you gave him a sweet potato and
well, he'll
chicken.
Eat, you know, he'll eat some sweet potato, but you know, you need the butter, you need the brown
yeah.
sugar.
Oh.
You need all the stuff on it. So,
maybe
sweet potato.
Maybe cinnamon instead of brown sugar. I think it.
Oh, he doesn't eat cinnamon. Doesn't like cinnamon. So I put just coconut oil on mine.
Ooh, yum.
With some stevia.
Yeah.
And that was pretty good.
Good.
So yeah, I'm trying to find some other things. But yeah, he cooked 3 pork chops the other night, so he's having pork chops for 3 nights in a row.
Well,
and I bought a whole big bag of organic green beans.
Okay. All right. Good. Well, I think you're doing awesome.
So yeah, I mean, I'm happy with what I'm seeing.
Good.
You know, like I said, the big thing is I haven't been like craving anything.
Mm-hmm.
And I've watched him, like I've made some of that stuff, and it's like, yeah, okay.
Yeah. Good.
But the whole thing about everything being organic.
It's the best that you can. There's like a Dirty Dozen list.
Yeah, I have it.
I have it in the Last Diet book. Mm-hmm. There's like 10 foods that you definitely don't want to eat if they're organic. Like you want to really try to the berries because they spray so many pesticides on them and the skin is very soft. So it gets right into them. So berries, we want to look at organic. I can actually give you the last diet book today before you leave. It's what you're going to be moving to.
Okay.
So there's like a dirty dozen that you definitely stay away from if they're not organic. And then the rest of the foods is kind of like always better organic, but not like...
Well, some of the organic, like it's Costco, because I bought a big thing of blueberries, yeah, a big thing of strawberries the Sunday before I came in, so it's like, well, I'm eating those.
Yeah.
And I go home and soak them in vinegar because otherwise they mold.
Yeah. Does vinegar help?
Oh, God, yeah.
Oh, I need to do
that. You just take, you know, I put them in a bowl and I put like probably a quarter cup of white vinegar in, mm-hmm, and just let them sit in the bowl. And then I bring them out and drain them. And they last all week in the refrigerator.
Hmm.
Where others, you bring them home and they're molding in the, because they spray something in the trucks when they're bringing them here to keep them from doing something.
Yeah.
But yeah, I put them in vinegar, so I'm eating up the last of the strawberries,
okay,
tomorrow that were there, but I let them sit there for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And you'd be amazed the amount of dirt that comes out of them.
That's crazy.
Just, yeah, by letting them sit in the vinegar.
Huh.
And they don't taste it.
How are you going to do that? You can't taste the vinegar?
I can't taste the vinegar.
You rinse it all, the vinegar all the way off?
Well, like I said, I fill them up, put them in the water, pour about a quarter cup of vinegar in, and let them sit there for a while. And I just literally pick them out, shake them up, and lay them on paper towels and let them dry.
So you don't really rinse it off?
No, because normally I'm putting more fruit in.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. That's a good idea. I'm going to do that because I hate it when my strawberries mold and all of the berries. It drives me crazy.
They drive, yeah.
Okay, good. So let me go get you the last diet.
Okay.
I'll get you a copy of this.
Okay.
Then we'll get you on your way.
And then the other question I was asking you, keep thinking of as
Sorry.
I go. So what causes people to fail on this?
Most people, if they follow the diet, like they follow the instructions, it rarely do I see anybody fail.
Okay.
But it's the people that, you know, don't follow, and then their blood sugars kind of go up and down with the diet. Like I had another patient here this morning. He was doing awesome. Reduced his insulin, was doing really good, and then I look at his diet diary and his blood sugar started coming back up. I'm like, he was eating potatoes, he was eating bread, he was eating like all the things he wasn't supposed to be eating. So then we had to like get him, you know, like back on track, and his blood sugars will come down again. But and he wasn't taking a supplement. So it's the people that follow through with everything. They do awesome. I mean, it's rare that we see somebody not do well. You know, if somebody has a very complicated case with autoimmune issues and that it gets really complicated, their success, their goals for the program are different than what yours are, right? So it might be to reduce their medication, and maybe they can't get off insulin because their pancreas isn't working at all, so little bits of insulin. So other people might have different goals than you, but like your results are exactly what I expect with your case as long as you follow.
Okay.
Yeah, so you know, I think you're doing really good.
Yeah, like I said, it hasn't been a challenge, but I'm like thinking ahead because I need to pack my trailer next weekend.
I like it. Mm-hmm. I like it.
I'm a project manager.
I can see that.
I can plan.
My friends are like that too, and they'll call me and be like, okay, so we have our baseball trip, it's a month away, you know, where are we staying, who's staying where, what are we eating? I'm like, oh my God, I don't even know what I'm doing tomorrow. Please don't ask me about this until at least 3 weeks ahead. Please don't do that.
Like, this weekend's all taken up, you know, with, we had a horse sale and a couple other things. So it's like, well, next weekend's get the trailer packed because we leave Wednesday.
Yeah. I love that. What were you going
to
say?
The hardest part is planning for people. You have to be able to plan ahead with these things.
She's not going to have a problem.
You're not going to, yeah. Especially looking at your food diary, it's really good.
Yeah. But the only thing is my husband says, you're not going to be able to afford to eat after a while. Because like the little turkey bacon you buy,
mm-hmm,
10 ounces,
mm-hmm,
10 pieces,
$4.99. Well, you're going to be able to add pork back in, so you don't have to keep that turkey bacon. But we want you to get good bacon, but it's not going to be the turkey bacon that's such a small amount. You can eat regular bacon if you want.
Well, I called my butcher because... Yeah, because the nitrates.
Yeah.
And I called him. I said, you butchered our pork about 2 months ago. I said, he's good. do you use any nitrates? And they said they use nitrates when they do the bacon. Oh, the only thing they do is the nitrates. The nitrates are in the bacon and the ham. And I said, we didn't do ham. And he says, well, what'd you do with the ham? I said, I ground it up into pork sausage.
Oh.
And he says, well, there's nothing in the pork sausage.
Oh, good.
So I'll be able to eat my
you
piggy pork
sausage. You will be able
sausage.
To eat your pork sausage, for sure.
So.
Yeah. So then that'll be much, you'll
but
cut
yeah,
down
and you
on
buy
your
the little bill. Package of the wafer thin turkey that you can't even peel off without it crumbling.
I don't like it, so I don't
it
buy it.
It wasn't bad. I didn't like the brand that you recommended, but there was another one on the Sprout shelf that was cheaper.
Yeah.
So I bought one of each.
Uh-huh.
I like the one on the Topper shelf.
Do you know what brand it was?
No, I can't remember what it is.
Okay. Okay, thank you. All right. Well, let me know next time what it is, and I'll recommend it to my patients.
Okay.
Okay?
It's in my lunchbox at my desk. But I'll write it down.
Yeah, just write it down. And
okay,
it
so
over
you're
going to
give me the cookbook and a copy of that,
yes,
and I'm going to call my doctor.
Yes, you are.
Okay. The food is just like, oh my God.
I'll be right back. It's a pleasant experience. Well, there's not one anywhere close to my house. Well, they'll be cooking here for a couple more minutes.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you.
We don't do it with everyone. Do you know who needs an adjustment? This happens every time. I'm sleeping. Chris
Grund.
I need to adjust his ileocecal valve. I think that's interrupting his.
I'll have to see how you do that.
It's easy.
Okay.
I need to do that.
And that'll, I think that he'll be fast too. He needs, I was thinking actually an upper cervical for him.
Well.
Or sacral. But yeah, now that you mentioned the GI symptoms.